Let us pray. Merciful God, gracious and loving Father, as we come to you today, we come as brothers and sisters, truly as the song said, part of the family of yours, our God. And Father, may it be that our hearts are tender, our wills are strong to lift each other up, and to shed a tear when others shed a tear, and to rejoice when they rejoice, to walk with them in the struggles, to hold them in the times when they falter, to challenge them, but not challenge in the void or the nothingness, but to challenge with a helping hand outstretched, willing to take a part and walk with. Father, we have heard so many needs lifted today, from separations and divisions in our nation, anger, frustrations, hostilities. Father, as we hear of a little girl who will forever of her lifetime wear the marks of this, Father, we pray for a young woman battling cancer, for children returning to school, for teachers as they lead and guide them, for Evelyn as she has transitioned in this stage, for the many needs we've lifted aloud today, for families who have lost loved ones, for all of the tragedies we hold near, those things that just kind of prick us to the heart. Father, we lift it to you today. And Father, we don't just lift it in a word, but we lift it in our heart. We bring it through the Holy Spirit, that which intercedes for us on behalf of us, that is our direct line with you. Father, thank you for hearing our prayers, the prayers of our brothers and sisters. Father, as we continue to lift it up, we lift up each person and their families here today. We lift up this church, and Father, let us seek to be in unity with you of mind and purpose, dedicated to you and your service. And Father, encourage us, embolden us, and strengthen us to share the good news wherever we may be, that others would hear of Christ. And Father, as we pray for our church, we lift up the other churches in our community. And Father, that we would find unity in the churches, common ground and purpose, ministry, and the needs of others. Father, we pray for our nation, and no stronger time should we pray, no more dire time should we pray the strong prayer of unity for our country. And Father, we pray for nations around the world. It seems that divisions and hostilities and anger and frustration, Father, it's almost like we hear the drums of war, impending violence as it spills out in hatred and anger, not in love. So, Father, give us strength to serve and to love, and to share the message of hope that is Christ Jesus. Father, we do pray for all those needs that maybe have just been silently weighing upon us, for those in hospitals, nursing homes, and Father, those who just live with uncertainty, and for those who are yet to hear whether the news be good or bad. And Father, we do pray for our kids as they go back to school, that they be malleable and teachable, and that our teachers be filled with your Holy Spirit, patience and love, and that their families, Father, we would lift them up too. For we don't know out of what the child comes, and we don't know with what the adult arrives. So, Father, we pray that you're at work in their lives in grace and mercy. And now we'd ask that you hear us as in unity of heart and mind and word, we pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.